if your marketplace has about 70% success rate, we'd call this more of a balanced market. It's not a buyer's market. It's not really a seller's market. It's about as close to you can be called it's balanced. And you're looking at somewhat conservative appreciation rate. If you're in 90% selling, your market's on fire, and there so many buyers are making offers and things like that. However, when you're at 70%, not as many buyers are making offers. They're getting back in their car and they're driving away. When this occurs, when you hit 5 showings, about that, in the first 10, 12 days, if the buyers get back in their car, they got to vote, and they're going to go look for something else. And you could be, even though you think this couldn't happen to you, one of the listings that fail. Because again, in this market, if 70% succeed, 30% fail, you're often looking at a price reduction. Unlike the people with a 90% success rate, almost nobody has to do a price reduction because there's so many offers. In a typical market, we could see safely a good 30 to 50% of every listing is going to drop their price at least one time. So if this is you and you're in this quadrant, this price, 70% success rate, you might be optimistic that your house is going to sell, no price reductions. But keep in mind, buyers get a vote. And we see when 30% fail, we're not seeing that many properties sell over list price. We might be looking at about 25% of houses in a normal market will sell at full or over list price. And again, 30% failing. All these numbers correlate. And some of them are warning signs to tell you when you should do a price shift or should you enter the market or not enter the market. That's why, having a great agent economist, if you're in a market like this, is really wise. Somebody to help you understand market trends. We hope this has been helpful to you.